Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Matter, the SLAS podcast where we interview life science luminaries. On today's podcast, we have Chatura Jayakoti and Jean Marois of SciJillion, our platinum sponsor of the SLAS 2022 America Sample Management Symposium. Thank you both for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. So to get started, could you briefly describe what it is that SciJillion does?
Sure. We provide a cloud-based software discovery platform, which covers many key research life science capabilities from compound registration, assay planning and orchestration, sample tracking and management, assay data analysis, reporting biological assay results, and querying and browsing those results so that they can gain insight to how they're going to advance their research programs.
Wow. So it sounds like you guys have a lot going on there.
It covers quite a bit of errors, that's for sure.
That's great. Well, so then, Jean, can you tell me a little bit of, you know, as far as our symposia guests primarily are focused on sample management right now and their thought processes, can you tell us a little bit of what sets SciJillion apart from other sample management solutions?
Yeah, so we take a more, I guess, holistic approach to sample management. So instead of focusing solely on requesting and tracking samples, our software enables the clients to focus on what research or experiments should take place to move the programs forward and let the software figure out how the work should get done. For example, when a scientist wants a set of compounds to be tested in the next phase or panel of assays, a typical sample management software requires the requester to know a lot about what each assay needs, you know, the concentrations, the amounts, the plate layouts, how it's going to be shipped, where they're going to go, where our solution removes this burden from the requester by enabling their program team to really define where and how the assays are going to be fulfilled. And this leads to more efficient execution. So less waste from resending samples to correct errors, possibly, and how much was sent, whether the wrong amounts were sent or the wrong concentrations, or sometimes sending samples when you didn't need to because the group already had some.
So with all of this information that, you know, you're not requiring from the requester, how does the SciJillion software know then all of these different amounts or concentrations that the requester might need?
Yeah, so the program teams go into the software and through its user interface, they're able to configure various what we call assay submittals or panels of assays. Or if you think of a program's assay funnel or cascade, they may say, well, these are our primary screens. The primary screens are going to be these five or six different assay protocols. Of those assay protocols, these assay protocols want to receive near assay ready plates that are titrated in this particular way, and they have an initial concentration of whatever. And these other assays in the panel may want to receive the samples in a different way. So all that information is configured by the research program team and allows them to change it over time as well. So as the program evolves, the program team can reconfigure that system. And now the requesters don't need to know about this. They just need to say, well, these are the things we want to move to the next level or the next phase of research. And then the system takes care of knowing these are where the assays are run. Some of them are run in China at a CRO. Some of them are run internally. Where do we prefer to get the samples for each of these different places where the assays can run? So the system is configured with all this, and then it just takes care of doling out the work to the various parties that are involved.
Got it. So it's not just kind of managing the samples, but it's also kind of functioning as an administrator in a certain capacity.
Yeah, it'll make decisions to try to optimize things as well. So if it knows that the assay can be performed in multiple places, but the preferred one might be you want to run it in a Chinese CRO for whatever reasons, and you're going to prefer to get those samples from a different CRO in China. But if the samples aren't available in that CRO in China, well, now you'll run it in your North American or US office so that, you know, things get done quicker and you're not shipping things across the Atlantic.
Mm, nice. So increasing efficiency there as well.
Exactly.
So, Jean, as co-founder, what inspired you to start SciJillion?
Well, you know, I've been doing this a long time now, over 30 years, and I had the great fortune to work closely with amazing scientists at Merck Frost for 20 plus years, where our informatics group and software teams were kind of different. We were really considered part of research, an integral part of research, and we were being tasked with solving all kinds of informatics challenges facing drug discovery. And so what I love about translational research is, you know, the pace at which research continues to evolve, you know, always leading to new, interesting, and more difficult challenges. So when, unfortunately, Merck Frost's research facility was closed in 2010, we wanted to, you know, to use what we'd learned and to continue addressing these kind of challenges. So my co-founders, our product development leads, our scientific support team heads, all worked together at Merck during those years. And so now we've known each other and worked together for 20 to 30 plus years. So we have a really experienced team. You know, it's like family. We've been working together for a long time and we really enjoy these types of challenges. So.
Yeah, wonderful. So let's kind of dig into your products a little bit. You know, Cygillion has several software solutions for life science organizations facing compound management challenges. I'd like to kind of start off by asking you about your product that's called Store. So as the name implies, I'm gathering that this tool helps labs track their sample inventory. Can you discuss a little bit about exactly what this product Store does?
You're exactly right. So Cygillion Store helps sample management teams care for these valuable company assets and, you know, efficiently execute this critical component of translational research. I always joke that the sample managers are, you know, only ever acknowledged when something goes wrong, but, you know, they really keep the lights going. Without sample management, the whole process stops. And, you know, we kind of saw that during COVID as well, when a lot of the supply chains working with CROs were disrupted by this. So, but basically, Store, like all good sample inventory systems, will map sample information onto containers, track their locations and their amounts, manage receptions of containers, checking in and checking out, and all that. But Store, what kind of sets it apart is it has a very flexible ordering system, you know, enabling the sample management team to really define what type of containers they can deliver, what layouts and formats they can produce. And that enables their scientists to really select this on the fly and choose what they want to, how they want stuff to be delivered to them. Store also supports some interesting features like automatic creation of mixtures. So we have some clients that will request samples be combined, you know, thousands of them into a single well. And the system will allow that flexibility and also track these new containers that are created, including the lineage behind them. So these samples were produced from these other containers and those containers were produced from these other containers. So all of this is tracked by the system. So Store also has this feature to optimize how the inventory is used. So a sample manager can, when they're processing a request, decide, do they want to use the oldest containers, the containers that have been touched the most, or maybe they want to use the freshest or the ones with the closest concentration to what's being requested? So the Store's built-in intelligent sourcing can enable these types of decisions being made. And it also has these optimization built in. So when there are multiple options to choosing a container, Store will automatically optimize it down to the minimum number of source containers that need to be picked so that your picking process or your cherry picking of samples out of plates can be optimized and making sure that you're dealing with the fewest types of containers and the fewest amount of those containers as well.
Wow, that's nice. That's like so many options. I wonder if for some people who maybe don't necessarily want to make all those decisions, is there sort of a button you can press that's just like, you pick.
Well, that's it. So if the system is configured first, well, these are our defaults. This is our best practices that we want to follow. But of course, they always have the option to override them.
Nice. That's great. So how user-friendly is this software? Is there a steep learning curve going into it?
No, we think it's extremely intuitive to use by the sample management group and the scientists they support. Like all the products in our discovery platforms, Store's no-code configuration enables sample managers to configure, you know, all aspects of the system via the user interface, whether that's defining plate layouts, the types of containers, the diluents that they have, the things that they can produce, whether they are or how they define how data can be imported and exported. Any type of data that's being coming in or out of the system can have a user-defined template that basically specifies how that can be loaded. So if you're working with a new liquid handler and it has a completely different work list format, you can quickly just drag and drop and define a new format for that. So what we typically see is we usually provide a 1-hour training for the scientists that use the system. and about a half a day training for the compo management team on how to set it up and operate in it. So we hope that it's pretty intuitive to use.
Yeah, sounds like it should be.
And Hannah, I can actually attest to that because in my previous life, I joined Sagillion about 4 months ago, and I was actually user of their software for the past 6 years, used it at two different companies, actually. And the easy thing is it's very no code. If you have a few super users, they can essentially manage the software by themselves. You don't need people who knows any kind of coding on the back end. And on the other hand, too, Sagillion's customer service also is another aspect we would like to highlight, given that this, we are there to train and teach, because at the end of the day, the customer can manage the system by themselves.
Yeah, great points, great things to know. Yeah, it's nice that you guys do have such an emphasis on training people, although it's not just, here's the product, good luck with it.
Exactly.
So you kind of talked about this a little bit, but I would like to you to get in maybe a little bit more about the automation of this store software. You know, how does it track the sample inventory? Does it automatically detect when a sample is dispensed, or, you know, do you have to scan barcodes? How does it track the inventory?
Yeah, so store, we have one version of store, but it works very well in both environments that have fully manual processes or fully automated processes. So in a, you know, fully manual environment, store will walk the operator through, you know, where to pick the compounds as they're scanning the maybe tubes into plates. It's going to keep track of all that and, you know, which transfer rack it's in. And it will automatically update the inventory levels. So as part of that fulfillment process to produce something for one of their scientists, the system will calculate exactly, you know, how much needs to be pulled from the source in order to create whatever concentration and how much diluent to add and all that. And it'll automatically update your inventory containers with what you plan to dispense from it. And it'll automatically generate the containers that you've created so that that information is available now for other systems to use. Store also, though, has the capability that if you have instruments or liquid handlers, for example, that can tell the system what it actually did. So, for example, an echo can report back that, you know, you asked me to take this much out, but I actually took out a slightly different amount. That information can be brought back into the system, so your inventory levels are very accurate. When you're working in a store, works equally well with a fully automated environment as well. So whether you're integrating with automated stores like the Zenta or Brooks Stratabase systems and automation platforms like HRB, Celeriot, or Broker to automate all of the picking and the creation of plate containers. And those systems will talk to each other. So they, all of the status and what was created and how much was removed from the sources will automatically be updated.
Nice. That sounds very convenient.
Yes.
So what types of, you know, life sciences organizations should consider using STOR?
Sagillion STOR is used by all types of life science organizations, from startups to midsize and the largest pharmaceutical companies. STOR's flexibility allows it to be used by small companies with total manual processes to large companies with, you know, multiple sites, multiple automated stores. And we typically see, though, that early startup companies will start using the software to track their inventories held at CROs first. As that company grows and they expand their lab space, they'll start to bring in their sample inventory locally, and they can use that same software now to start tracking the software internally as well.
That's nice. So it's, as the company grows, the software can adapt and grow with you. So
with their needs, especially, yeah. So yeah, we typically see companies will start with fully manual, and then, you know, they'll add some automation along the way, and then they'll just be able to start using it.
Nice. So you have another tracking software that's called Request. How does Request differ from STOR?
Yeah, so sample management systems like STOR are focused on managing inventory and delivering samples from point A to point B. Our Sagillion Request software takes a more holistic approach. So orchestrating the workflows required to efficiently move samples through a research program's funnel or cascade of assay panels, and insulating the requester from having to know how that work is going to get done. So they just basically specify, I want these samples tested in these panels of assays. You figure out how much needs to be pulled from inventory and you know, where does they even need to go. I don't want to know that kind of stuff. But one of the amazing features of Request is it optimizes those workflows, choosing amongst, you know, which internal or external partner is actually going to execute the assays, where we're going to source the samples from. So I think we talked a bit about it, but where if you're running the assay at a Chinese CRO, maybe you've configured a system to prefer resourcing the samples from a different Chinese CRO. But the North American group that runs those same assays, you're going to preferentially source those samples from, say, North America. So the system is configured for all that so that the requesters don't need to know this information. Yep.
So essentially, store is, I know I have this CRO, I'm going to specifically request from this CRO, whereas Request will say, you say, this is what I want to run, and it will choose which CRO you're going with.
Yeah. So not only will it orchestrate that work, but will integrate with these various systems. So if the inventory group that's going to actually be tasked with picking these samples is, say, using our Sigillion store system or one of our competitor systems as well, Request will talk to that system and create the order in that sample management system. Often, though, the work has to get done at a CRO. So our system can communicate with the CRO's systems and tell the CRO that, hey, you're going to need to pick these inventories, or you will be receiving samples to run an assay, start preparing your assay. So Request becomes the hub where all the data starts to flow through the different systems and through the different providers, both internal and external.
So is it then ideal for these two products, Store and Request, to be used together, or should organizations select the one that best suits their needs?
So they are very complementary. So I think that what we'll see is that depending on what the organization is doing at this point. So if, for example, a startup may not have an internal inventory and everything is sitting at a CRO, they could probably just use Request to manage that, the keeping track of who has what and, you know, did we send that compound yet to this assay. As they grow and they'll start to use maybe both systems to track both their internal stuff and to use Request to manage that higher level workflow.
Gotcha. So Request is really ideal when you are having inventory that is at external institutions or CROs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, no one wants to track that in Excel.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. What a nightmare. So can you tell us a little bit, you know, we've got some time. Can you tell us a little bit about Sigillion's other two products, Analyze and Visualize, and discuss how those fit in then with Store and Request?
Sure. So Sigillion Analyze is our bioassay data analysis software. It's used to translate raw assay instrument observation data into comparable endpoints like IC50s and so on. While Visualize consolidates these biological assay results across multiple assays in combination with the compound registration information, which then enables research teams to query and analyze program-based results like looking at SAR, and that leads hopefully to informed drug discovery decisions going forward. So Sigillion Analyze is able to retrieve the assay plate information from like sample identifiers, concentrations, and layouts directly from store. So if the raw data file has the barcodes of the plates in that data file, it just automatically pulls that information from store. If the raw instrument data file doesn't, the users can scan those barcodes in and bring that in so that they're not dealing with transcription errors and copying and pasting or retyping stuff in. Those assay endpoints that are calculated in Sigillion Analyze, once published, are now available for further analysis and comparison with other assay results in Visualize. And then the knowledge that they gain when they're browsing and comparing these results are then used to drive that next set of compounds to be synthesized. And then submitting either existing samples into the next panel of assays and then starting the next iteration of research. So it kind of closes the loop back and starts to feed data back into Request.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was, as you were describing that, I was envisioning a fully enclosed loop of research start to finish and then going back to the beginning again. So that's really nice to have that all different stages of the research process available that can all communicate with each other.
Exactly. That's what we try to do.
Nice. So if there is an organization out there that's interested in using any of Sigillion's softwares, what are some of the major things that they need to know going in?
Well, what we like to do is sit down with them and try to identify what, you know, their particular key issues are first. We want to make sure there's a fit with our software. Once we start to get a handle on where their key issues are, then we'll recommend whether, you know, you might be more interested, or Store might be a better fit for handling those issues, or Analyze might be a better fit, or Request might be a better fit. So I think it really does depend on the particular needs of the client.
That's great. And that's nice that you'll take the time to kind of help identify those needs and make sure that they're getting the software that they really need.
Yeah, I mean, our mantra from the early days back in Merck until today is, you know, all of our decisions are, you know, how does it help, or how does it affect drug discovery? And that's what we're here for.
That's great. Well, is there anything else that we didn't get a chance to talk about today with any of Sigillion's products or the company at large that you really want our SLAS membership to know about?
One of the biggest parts of the company, as John said before, is we actually take the time to understand the client and suggest what software fits their needs. But as powerful as it is, our tools work really well together. But they're also built with really powerful APIs that can talk to other systems as well. So if the client, for example, has assay data analysis kind of managed somehow, we can fit in on either, right? So we can help with sample orchestration, which is Store, or sample requesting with the Request. And then on the other end, visualize if we need to show how we can coalesce their data and gain really good insights. So our software is very nimble and adaptive, and depending on what the client needs, we can go either way.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Chatura. So I think our experience from, you know, being on the client side, so those years we spent at Merck, we realized that, you know, as the IT people responsible for bringing in the software, we spent as much time and money, you know, integrating the systems as we did on the actual software that we purchased. So when we started Sigillion Software, we knew that was a critical concern that we needed to address. You know, we know that even though we have a discovery platform which can complete that cycle, many of our clients are going to already have existing systems. There may be some bespoke systems. They may be using some of our competitors' tools. So we designed our software from the very beginning to be able to integrate with other components. And the way that our software integrates with itself, or with the other modules, is the exact same way that we would integrate with either internally developed systems or our competitors. And I guess the other key aspect that we built into design, or baked into the designs at the very beginning, was that we knew going at it, the way that drug discovery is done nowadays, it's never just done in-house. It's never done in a single brick and mortar. You have multiple sites spread across the globe. You're working with many different CROs. So the security models that are built into the systems are designed to support making sure that you can expose the system or bring partners into the system, and they'll only have access to what they need to get the work done. These types of integrations and security concerns were not, you know, thought of afterwards. They were really designed from the very beginning to make sure that those systems were modular.
Wonderful. Well, unfortunately, that's about all the time we have for today, but thank you so much for joining us, Chatura and John. We really look forward to seeing Sigillion at the SLAS 2022 America Sample Management Symposium.
Well, thank you very much. This was a great time.
Yeah, thank you so much.